for me, the thing that's going to allow me to win the next half century, and this is just the beginning, and I will not burn out like people are waiting for me to do, is I'm happy. People are confused. I hate that people.
So here's the thing. Happiness, right? If you don't love what you do, then you're going to have a hard time consistently showing up to do it. And so a lot of people, whether you love or hate Gary, I've known about him for a long time. I mean, I met him at South by Southwest in 2010. And, you know, I've honestly had a air quote love-hate relationship with him and his content for years. There's times where I'm like, oh my God, it's so great. And then there's times that, and there's times that I don't. But really, the more the times that I don't have been less frequent as of recently, because I really recognize that whether I'm learning from Gary or, as you'll see with all these different kind of coach reacts, coach commentary videos, kind of playing with the name still, is that I'm able to start to pick things out and not take everything as gospel from anybody that I learn from. So I can take these things that resonate, pull them into my own life, and help support my own life, help me support your life. And so I recognize that there are too many people chasing money who don't love money. A lot of creatives, a lot of coaches, a lot of empaths, a lot of, you know, people who are more emotional and touchy-feely, they're not as driven by money. But then they follow people who are very driven by money and are able to operate in ways that you'll likely never be able to operate. So he works 12 to 18 hours a day, but he loves it. So when he talks about people want me to burn out, I'm never going to burn out. The reality is it's because he loves what he does, right? A lot of people who are burning out is their engine in their human vehicle is different from somebody else's who is like him. He's doing what he loves, but he has a Ferrari outside and a Ferrari inside. Some people wish they had a Ferrari inside, so they have a Ferrari outside. They're imagining, whoo, I'm in my Ferrari, but they're driving a little car with a four-cylinder. So it's like, you can't be on a NASCAR track or a Formula One track with a four-cylinder car. It's just the wrong track. Something wrong with that. So some people are trying to be like Gary, 12, 15, 18 hours a day, go, 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 500 moving parts, a lot of businesses, and it doesn't work for them. And that's okay. We've got to figure out what works for you. And there can be these nuggets from these people that we have to recognize that we can apply to our life, but we at times listen less to what they say and see more of what they do. And so he says certain things that will work for you, but if you're seeing what he does and trying to do what he does, you're going to probably lose.
People are pushing too hard against hard work right now. It's ideological. Hard work is part of the equation. I hate when people work hard for 10, 15 years, make a lot of money, and then start telling everybody else to just sleep and meditate.
Yeah, get out, yeah.
I'm like, cool, but don't be ideological. Like, tell your truth. Like, you worked. I was there. I watched you. So, like, now you made it and you're a big shot. Like, be careful. Like, don't be a hypocrite.
Do you feel like each one of your successes almost fuels?
So, I love that because I think there's a lot of that. And I think a lot of the people doing what he's saying are ultimately not trying to be hypocritical, but they're also not conscious of really what happened in their life and why they're now doing what they're doing. So, they worked really hard. They put in a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of effort. And they likely didn't have kids or responsibilities or any of these things. And as they were focused so hardcore on growing their business and putting in so much time, energy, and effort, there was probably a lot of passion. There was a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of excitement. And a lot of good and success did come from that. But then what happened is there was a lot of pain. And as you'll consume more of my content, you'll see I called it stove moments. Something where something happened, they touched it and it hurt. And the more those stove moments stack, then it can paralyze people. It can have people stuck. And so what people can do is they achieve all this success through all this hard work, and they're like, I don't like this anymore, and I feel bad, and their nervous system and their body and their mind is hurt. It needs healing. So then they go on these stints of selling courses and programs about being like Zen Buddha monks, and like, you don't have to work that hard. It's like, well, you don't, but it's like if I want to become a great guitar player and I'm at zero and you're at zero and we're both passionate about learning the guitar, we both learn from a great, you know, coach or mentor or trainer, and the same things are equal except for I spend 5 hours a day and you spend 5 minutes a day. It's going to be the equivalent of if I'm going to from Florida to California and I walk and you take a plane. Like, we're both going to get there, but if I expect to get there walking as fast as you get there flying, I'm going to be really disappointed. And so a lot of people have really mismatched expectations about exactly when and how and what speed they're going to achieve certain things. And so Gary has a, you know, Ferrari engine in a Ferrari car. And some people have a Yaris car with a Ferrari engine or a Ferrari car with a Yaris engine, right? And the Yaris engine is like a four-cylinder. So if you're on a Formula One track with a Yaris driving around, cruising, like you're going to be disappointed in the fact that you're getting lapped 500 times before you go around once, because these cars are going 200 miles an hour and you're struggling to get to 80. But that's okay. If we stop fighting who we're not and embrace who we are, I say embrace it versus disgrace it. So the reality is recognizing these things is really important to make sure we're driving on the right track. We're doing the right things for us, or we're just managing our expectations. So these people who are a little unaware that they had a lot of trauma and a lot of stove moments that stacked, that now they're fearful to operate the same way they did because it burned relationships. I know I can speak a lot of this in my own life. They make you believe you don't have to burn those relationships. You do not have to burn the relationships, but do not think you will become an expert at 5 minutes a week working on the thing when the person you're learning from spent 50 hours a week, 500 hours a week. They spent so much more time. And so we just have to recognize these things and set our expectations accordingly, because mismanaged expectations is why people give up. If you think that you're supposed to get the same result as the person flying when you're driving or you're walking, you will be grossly disappointed. But if you recognize it's just going to take you longer because you're moving slower, but you can still get there, then you can win. So that's it for today's Coach's Commentary or Coach's React, Coach Reacts. I'm super excited to bring these to you because this is what I do with my coaching clients. I share these little clips and I give these commentaries on top of it. Usually it's tailored to the person, but I wanted to bring these to life because a lot of times there's still a lot of it that really could apply to a broader audience. And I'm getting so much great feedback for doing this. So I thought I'd bring these to life in public rather than just in private, because sometimes I'd rather share this as well with my client because I say very similar things, but I don't know where I said it before and I shared the clip. That's it. We're out. Peace out. And there we go. Look at that. I'm trying to have these be a certain amount of time. So rock and roll, my friends. Michael Gebin, the Mind Mechanic, tuning up your heart, your mind, one at a time so your dreams don't die, and your heart, your head, or your hard drive. And I'm here to help you become the mechanic of your mind. And so be sure to subscribe. Be sure to leave me a comment. If you have clips that you find that you'd like me to react to or give commentary on and give my feedback, I'd love to hear from you. So rock and roll, have an incredible day, and we'll talk soon. Take care.